This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964, specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
It is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, as you just heard. Time to talk about the crew, presented by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Charlie Husen, other side of the glass. You can follow us on Twitter at 1250 AM, The Fan. You can follow me at Sparky Radio. You can follow Charlie Husen over there on Twitter as well, at Charlie Husen, U-C-Z-E-N. It's nice and easy to remember. Charlie always needs more followers, so give him a follow. The Milwaukee Brewers have been unfreaking believable at home as of late, and really on the road. They're playing about 500 baseball. They're a couple games over 500 to this point, but to be able to be as good as you are at home and to play around 500 on the road, that is what championship teams do, right? I mean, at home, you're supposed to win, I don't know, what, every 3-1 game or something like that. And then on the road, play 500. That's kind of the recipe for success, whether that be in the NBA, Major League Baseball, whatever. And the Brewers recently here in the last month or so really have kind of taken over this kind of dominant approach as far as winning series go at American Family Field. Joining us now, he is Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Just talking about it, just how good this team has been playing at home as of late, Andrew Wagner.
Yeah, they are. They are definitely dominating the home court advantage, for lack of a more appropriate baseball cliche. It's almost like you kind of walk into the ballpark expecting to win. It's the best marketing for ticket sales, I guess. Ticket sales people got to be happy right now.
No doubt about it. And, you know, the other thing about this is that everybody's talking about is 5 grand slams in 8 games and absolutely just rolling at this point. And it's coming from all kinds of different people. I mean, Bryce Terang, Jackson Churio, the young guys, a big part of what's going on right now for this team.
You know, and everyone focuses on the grand slams, and rightfully so. I mean, they're exciting as hell, right? And, you know, they're the big blast that changes a game in one swing. But what's more noteworthy about them, at least for me, and I know Murph has talked about this too, is they're kind of indicative of just how dynamic this Brewers offense is. Because you can't hit a grand slam unless the dude's ahead of you getting on base, right? I mean, it's just common sense. It's logic. And that's something the Brewers have not done at a pretty good rate the last couple of years. You know, never mind not hitting with runners in scoring position. But they're getting on base. They're extending innings. They're making pitchers throw a lot of pitches. Guys are seeing a lot of pitches. And you don't have to have superpower to jack one out of the park in this day and age. So guys are getting up there, and they got confidence they're waiting for their pitch and they're just smoking it. I mean, it's fascinating to watch this offense and the way it works after what, you know, Brewers fans have seen the last couple of years when offense has been at a premium.
We talk about this Brewers team and their starting pitching. Ken Rosenthal had a piece earlier today in The Athletic talking about their starting rotation and their advanced stats and all this other stuff and their war and all that and how it's kind of down towards the bottom. But then goes on to say that he doesn't expect the Brewers to do anything really major at the trade deadline, that they're going to kind of look towards guys coming off of being hurt like Joe Ross and Dale Hall and Devin Williams coming back, as far as that's going to be their major moves at the deadline. Do you see it the same way?
I do. I mean, mainly because there just isn't a lot out there that's really going to, you know, change this team one way or the other. You know, you hear the popular names that always get thrown around. You hear the two dudes in Chicago, the two pitchers, Crochet and I can't think
Lizardo for Florida.
Lizardo for Florida.
Yep, and he's hurt.
Crochet with the White Sox and then another guy with the White Sox.
Edie, right?
Edie, that's it. Mm-hmm. I don't see the Brewers really going out there and saying, you know what, we're going to, you know, push our chips all in. And this is something I've said. I said this on Friday. I've said this, you know, a couple of times. I've written this too. People are looking for a CC Sabathia type trade, and I understand that. I understand that's, you know, that would be the difference maker for this team. That pitcher isn't out there. And
what's wrong with Jack? Hold on. What about Jack Flaherty in a rental? He's 1 year, $14 million.
I've looked at that. That is definitely a possibility, and Flaherty is one of those guys. But Flaherty isn't CC Sabathia. Let's be honest.
Agreed. Sabathia was immortal that year.
That's more what I meant. Yeah. That's more what I meant. And it's hard to temper expectations. I could see the Brewers going after Jack Flaherty. Absolutely, they could do that. Are they going to be willing to you know, pay the prospect price that Detroit's going to be looking for? Who knows? The Brewers tend to value their prospects a lot more than a lot of other teams. We've seen that. We've discussed it many times. You know, the other thing that you have to take into account is, and it kind of goes with that, is do the Brewers have the kind of guys that other teams are looking for, the type of players the Brewers have in their system? One never knows. You know, at the end of the day, it's two guys on a phone hammering out a deal, and one guy can say no for any reason whatsoever. I don't think the Brewers are going to make any kind of absolute major blockbuster splash at the deadline. I think they're going to be active. I think they're going to do what they can to bolster things up. But again, can you, and I've said this, can you think of a better trade deadline acquisition than getting Devin Williams? I mean, if you're a team in baseball, is there anyone that you would want more than a guy like Devin Williams joining your team for a stretch run?
That's great. I mean, it sounds great in theory. But he's a closer, which is great. But this team has had a pretty good closer so far this year, Trevor McGill. They got Hudson at the back end of this pen. That's been one of the most dominant relievers in baseball. So you're adding to the strength of your team, and you're shortening the game, which is good for the starting rotation. But that does not change the fact that you probably don't have three guys in a playoff series that you're going
to... This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies, like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I feel confident in once you get to that point right now.
Well, but at the same time, if you're using, let's say they bring back Deal Hall in a bullpen role, okay, and he's being used as a multi-inning reliever down the stretch, he's going to build up and he's going to build up, he's going to build up, and if he's pitching well, then they can use him as a starter, you know, come end of the season in the playoffs. And yeah, it is adding a closer, which they already have right now. But by doing that, now you have one more option to use elsewhere in the game. That's one less inning you got to worry about out of your starters. You can use McGill into a high leverage situation. You know, you can all of a sudden pitch him in the fifth inning if your starter's getting into trouble, and you can get three, maybe four outs out of him. You're going to have Hudson, who's multi-inning. You're going to have Junis, who's multi-inning. They're going to have a lot of options and a lot of weapons, even if they don't get out, go out there and get another starter. I think they would absolutely love to go out and get another starter. I don't think there's anyone in the Brewers front office that's saying, nope, we don't need it. But I don't think they're going to be stupid or foolish and overpay and break the bank for someone who might not be the kind of guy that, sorry to quote David Stearns, pushed the needle.
All right, let's talk about this bullpen a little bit more then. Because over the weekend, I keep calling Murphy Maka. It's driving me nuts. Murphy, I've done it like three times today.
That's the third time.
Yes.
That you and I have made the same mistake because I said Ken Maka on a radio show this morning. So whatever it is, Sparky, whatever we're eating, whatever we're drinking, we're on the same page, dude.
I should just get Maka on the show. That'd solve all of this. Okay, so let's talk about Murphy again. So over the weekend, he chooses to use Hudson in one inning versus two. You guys ask him after the game and pretty much says that, you know, they kind of got to watch how many innings they're pitching him or whatever the case may be kind of going forward, which makes sense considering how much he's pitched previously. So now if we're going to start to watch his innings, then you read the Rosenthal piece that says rival executives are questioning the usage rates of Peguero and Piamps and whether or not that's going to hold up all year. Those are two more intriguing questions. You would hate to get to September and all of a sudden you got a house of cards that collapses because guys like him and Tobias Myers and some of these other guys' arms are ready to fall off because they're pitching them more than they expected.
And it's funny you say it because that goes back to the whole Garrett Crochet argument, right?
Yeah.
You know, like go out there and take a guy that pitched 18 innings last year and a max of 52 before his TJ. I mean, I respect Ken a lot. Ken's an absolutely fantastic writer with great connections. But 9 times out of 10, when you're seeing rival executives comment in a story, especially at this time of year, it's just trying to bolster their asking prices.
Makes sense.
You know what I mean? It's suggestive selling. Would you like fries with that? Yeah, there's obviously going to be concern with workload, but that goes back to, I think, what makes adding a guy like Devin Williams all the more valuable, because you're going to be able to move some guys out of those high leverage innings. You're going to have more options. You're going to be able to give guys blows. I don't know how to explain it, but being around baseball long enough, having your eighth and ninth innings locked down just absolutely changes every other aspect of your pitching game. It really just does. I'm not worried about the Brewers, you know, relief workload. Obviously they're pitching a lot, but they've done a pretty good job of managing the guys. And I think, you know, we talk about all the different guys that have started games this year. Look how many different dudes have earned a save for the Brewers this year. I think it's like 7.
Something like that, yep.
Yeah, which, the statistics aside, it shows that Murph has faith in a bunch of different guys to pitch in the highest of high leverage situations. So, all of a sudden, you've got guys that have been battle-tested pitching, you know, tooth and nail ninth innings, because this team plays a lot of close games, and you can deploy these guys in the 6th, 7th, 8th inning. And then you can give a guy a day off because you have other options. It's just having a lockdown bullpen, and I think in Milwaukee everyone's been so spoiled by just having such great relievers at the back end for all these years, you kind of forget just how much that changes a game plan and how much that benefits every other aspect of your game.
Talking about the crew here, presented by Pool Park in Menominee Falls with Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports here on 1250 AM The Fan. I said this earlier in the show, and I know you're going to laugh at me, but that's okay. I feel confident in saying it. I think that we start talking about, you know, Brewers that we've seen play, and I go back to Yount and Molitor. I was there booing Molitor when he came back to County Stadium and all that. I think Jackson Chourio, he might be... he might be the best one that I've seen before this is all said and done. I'm not saying right now, but I'm saying he's got all the talent and all the tools to maybe be the best brewer that I've ever seen, including Yount.
Oh, absolutely. I'm right there with you.
Right.
He's got, I mean, just the raw talent that we've seen from this guy in, what is it, 80-some-odd games, you know that he's got a long way to go.
Right.
But you're seeing, basically, I'm saying what you're seeing this month is going to be like the baseline average for Churio as he comes into his own. I mean, this kid has superstar written all over him. The pressure hasn't got to him. The lights haven't got to him. You know, he's obviously had slumps. He's going to have more. And that comes with the territory. But, man, this kid has it all. You see the raw talent. You see he's a 5-tool player. He's got speed. He can hit for average. He can hit for power. He plays great defense, and he's getting better at it every day. I mean, this kid could very easily go down as being one of, if not the best, in Brewers history.
He is Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Brewers Rockies coming up tonight. And we'll see how this goes out on the West Coast. Hopefully they at least split with the Rockies and keep this momentum up going forward. Andrew, we'll talk to you again on Friday.
Take care.
Take care. There he is, Andrew Wagner. Again, follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. I feel confident in once you get to that point right now.
Well, but at the same time, if you're using, let's say they bring back D.L. Hall in a bullpen role, okay, and he's being used as a multi-inning reliever down the stretch, he's going to build up and he's going to build up, he's going to build up, and if he's pitching well, then they can use him as a starter, you know, come end of the season in the playoffs. And yeah, it is adding a closer, which they already have right now. But by doing that, now you have one more option to use elsewhere in the game. That's one less inning you got to worry about out of your starters. You can use McGill into a high leverage situation. You know, you can all of a sudden pitch him in the fifth inning if your starter's getting into trouble, and you can get three, maybe four outs out of him. You're going to have Hudson, who's multi-inning. You're going to have Junis, who's multi-inning. They're going to have a lot of options and a lot of weapons, even if they don't go out there and get another starter. I think they would absolutely love to go out and get another starter. I don't think there's anyone in the Brewers front office that's saying, nope, we don't need it. But I don't think they're going to be stupid or foolish and overpay and break the bank for someone who might not be the kind of guy that, sorry to quote David Stearns, push the needle.
All right, let's talk about this bullpen a little bit more then. Because over the weekend, I keep calling Murphy Maka. It's driving me nuts. Murphy, I've done it like three times today.
That's the third time.
Yes.
That you and I have made the same mistake because I said Ken Maka on a radio show this morning. So whatever it is, Sparky, whatever we're eating, whatever we're drinking, we're on the same page, dude.
I should just get Maka on the show. That'd solve all of this. Okay, so let's talk about Murphy again. So over the weekend, he chooses to use Hudson in one inning versus two. You guys ask him after the game and pretty much says that, you know, they kind of got to watch how many innings they're pitching him or whatever the case may be kind of going forward, which makes sense considering how much he's pitched previously. So now if we're going to start to watch his innings, then you read the Rosenthal piece that says rival executives are questioning the usage rates of Peguero and Piamps and whether or not that's going to hold up all year. Those are two more intriguing questions. You would hate to get to September and all of a sudden you got a house of cards that collapses because guys like him and Tobias Myers and some of these other guys' arms are ready to fall off because they're pitching them more than they expected.
And it's funny you say that because that goes back to the whole Garrett Crochet argument, right?
Yeah.
You know, like go out there and take a guy that pitched 18 innings last year and a max of 52 before his TJ. I mean, I respect Ken a lot. Ken's an absolutely fantastic writer with great connections. But 9 times out of 10, when you're seeing rival executives comment in a story, especially at this time of year, it's just trying to bolster their asking prices.
Makes
so,
sense.
You know what I mean? Yep. It's suggestive selling. Would you like fries with that? Yeah, there's obviously going to be concern with workload, but that goes back to, I think, what makes adding a guy like Devin Williams all the more valuable, because you're going to be able to move some guys out of those high leverage innings. You're going to have more options. You're going to be able to give guys blows. I don't know how to explain it, but being around baseball long enough, having your eighth and ninth innings locked down just absolutely changes every other aspect of your pitching game. It really just does. I'm not worried about the Brewers, you know, relief workload. Obviously they're pitching a lot, but they've done a pretty good job of managing the guys. And I think You know, we talk about all the different guys that have started games this year. Look how many different dudes have earned a save for the Brewers this year. I think it's like seven.
Something like that, yep.
Yeah, which, the statistics aside, it shows that Murph has faith in a bunch of different guys to pitch in the highest of high leverage situations. So, all of a sudden, you've got guys that have been battle-tested pitching, you know, tooth and nail ninth innings, because this team plays a lot of close games. And you can deploy these guys in the sixth, seventh, eighth inning. And then you can give a guy a day off because you have other options. It's just having a lockdown bullpen, and I think in Milwaukee everyone's been so spoiled by just having such great relievers at the back end for all these years, you kind of forget just how much that changes a game plan and how much that benefits every other aspect of your game.
Talking about the crew here, presented by Pool Park in Menominee Falls with Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports here on 1250 AM The Fan. I said this earlier in the show, and I know you're going to laugh at me, but that's okay. I feel confident in saying it. I think that when we start talking about, you know, Brewers that we've seen play, and I go back to Yount and Molitor. I was there booing Molitor when he came back to County Stadium and all that. I think Jackson Chourio, he might be the best one that I've seen before this is all said and done. I'm not saying right now, but I'm saying he's got all the talent and all the tools to maybe be the best Brewer that I've ever seen, including Yount.
Oh, absolutely. I'm right there with you.
Right.
He's got, I mean, just the raw talent that we've seen from this guy in, what is it, 80-some-odd games, you know that he's got a long way to go.
Right.
But you're seeing... Basically, I'm saying what you're seeing this month is going to be like the baseline average for Chourio as he comes into his own. I mean, this kid has superstar written all over him. The pressure hasn't got to him. The lights haven't got to him. You know, he's obviously had slumps. He's going to have more. And that comes with the territory. But, man, this kid has it all. You see the raw talent. You see he's a 5-tool player. He's got speed. He can hit for average. He can hit for power. He plays great defense, and he's getting better at it every day. I mean, this kid could very easily go down as being one of, if not the best, in Brewers history.
He is Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Brewers Rockies coming up tonight, and we'll see how this goes out on the West Coast. Hopefully they at least split with the Rockies and keep this momentum up going forward. Andrew, we'll talk to you again on Friday.
Take care.
There he is, Andrew Wagner. Again, follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.